Red, White, and Blue. His family had fought in all the major wars. We're not building or cleaning someone else's floor. He crawled through the sand as the sun beat down on him. Military gear engulfed his soul. He raised his gun up, but the journey had taken its toll. And like two people screaming at once, they exchanged violent fire. So much noise and tension, like perverse desires. You could hear the smack enter him. At first he thought it was crawling on the ground. That made his legs grow weak, but then he looked down and saw his blood began to leak. Then came the sensation, void of all that might be called vain, as he rolled onto his back on the foreign plain, predator's eyes smiling at his pain. He hated them as they hated him, those invisible voices from deep within met brother to brother in this bloody sin. Belief veiled his wake as the sounds of machine guns raped. The sun no longer seemed bright. Everything he had believed was now so far from his sight. Blood seeped down into the sandy ground. It made no sound so long. He blinked hard and slow as his heart began to pound. Screams pierced the bullets as they raged past his head, lunged into soldiers who would soon be dead. He kept trying, trying, trying to lift his head. The president reassured the dead-eyed, exhausted of the land that parents who lost children in his war would somehow understand. But alone now, and his warped destiny revealed. Whirling, spinning sky above, gripping pain, teary-eyed, he could only think of them. His mother was washing the laundry, his father was finishing his workday. His best friend was watering the lawn, his recruiter making his next play. His legs were now numb, heart pounded like an insane drum. His life passed before him, all seemed now to betray him. He remembered his favorite song. His screams were now but whispers moaning. His eyes began to tear as denial left him hopeless, laying in lonesome red fear. Back home, people walked through the streets pretending to believe things were normal and free. The silence was thick with vain hope as his wife burped his baby on her knee. His son said, "Daddy," for the very first time. A million miles away, mommy smiled tears of worry and silently began to pray. Dull white light, his wife's eyes appeared before his own. They both cried together, waving goodbye to the dreams. He saw her crying alone. His gentle, loving hand was touched by hers on his trembling chin. As his pain grew worse, as he grew more weak, they waited for God to step in. She came. kiss his lips. He kissed his back. He could hear and taste her breath like the very first time as he tried hard to breathe in. His mother folded her clothing. His father drove home from work. His friend rolled up the hosing. His recruiter signed another one up, and his mind roamed. He heard bugles from the centuries, medals arriving at loved one's door. The rhetoric well rehearsed, the solutions that never worked, all rested with him in this dirt. His face now blue, his life drained full into foreign ground. The blanket of darkness appeared silently, and in an instant,